Jennifer, thanks for joining me. It's been a while. I think we talked at the beginning of the pandemic when there was a rush of executive orders around voting rights, but it's been a long time.
It has, and a lot has changed since we first spoke.
Well, I'm interested in hearing about it, and I'm sure our listeners are too. We've got an election coming in about a little under 50 days now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of questions that people have about what voting is going to look like in New York come November 3rd. Tell us what you know.
Voters will actually have three ways to vote this year. So for a lot of people, this might be their first time taking advantage of early voting, which we only got early voting last year in 2019. So we'll have 9 days of early voting. We'll have our election day voting as well on November 3rd. And then also this year, we've expanded absentee voting so that any voter who wants to vote by absentee can do so by requesting an absentee ballot and marking temporary illness, which has been expanded to now include fear of COVID.
That's fantastic. Is it too late for people to register to vote at this point?
Nope, there's still a little bit of time to register. The deadline's October 9th. But the problem that we've heard a lot of people facing is that the ways to register to vote in New York State are kind of limited. So, of course, you can do a paper registration form that you would fill out and send to your county board of elections. But our online options are limited only to the DMV. So you can only register online through mydmv.ny.gov if you have a valid, up-to-date driver's license or New York State ID.
And so anyone with a driver's license can jump on the DMV website and register online.
Yes, as long as their license is up to date and it's right at the top of the page on the right side, there is a link for registering to vote.
Now, people might want to do that instead of going to get a physical application because, what, distrust of the Postal Service at this point, how long it's taking for the mail to, you know, get to its destination and come back? What are some of the reasons why you might not want to do a paper registration form?
I think the biggest barrier is probably getting your hands on a paper registration form right now. Usually the League and a lot of other voting rights groups have been out the entire summer. We've, you know, started in the fall back up again as students return to campuses, getting everyone registered that we can. And this year we've been really, really limited in doing that. And not just the League, but all groups that engage in registering voters have been extremely limited in what they can do. So getting your hands on a paper registration form may well be the hardest part of doing it via paper rather than doing it through the DMV. We are sending them out from our office. We get quite a few requests every day and we do send out those paper forms to people. But yes, I think the concern for the timing with regard to the USPS is a concern as well. But you can always drop those forms off in person at your County Board of Elections office. And you can even go into your County Board of Elections office and fill it out and hand it in person as well.
Is there anything to fear from filling out a physical registration form and mailing it in? So for example, say you mail it in the next couple of weeks and you don't hear anything back. Can you still go to your polling place and vote?
Yes, we always tell people that if you did send in a voter registration form, whether it was through the DMV or a paper form, you can always go vote in person and do what's called either an affidavit ballot or provisional ballot. They're essentially the same things. Poll workers just call them one of those two phrases. So we always tell voters, you know, if you go to your regular polling site and you're not in the book, request an affidavit or provisional ballot, you'll be able to fill that out and then follow up after the fact to make sure that it's counted with your County Board of Elections. And essentially what the County Board of Elections does is just check and see if they have your file anywhere. They go through any voter registration forms that maybe they got in a little bit late after the deadline. And then, like we always say, make sure that you do follow up because they won't tell you if they don't count your ballot.
Well, that leads me to the question of if you're not getting anything back from the Board of Elections, you might not know where your polling site is. Can you tell our listeners how they can find out where to go and vote if they wake up on election day and think, I don't know where my polling place is?
Yeah, so the Board of Elections website, which is elections.gov state.ny.gov has a link right at the center of the page that is for the voter lookup tool. And I think it says something like find my polling place or see if I'm registered to vote. It's all the same database of information that will tell you where you can go to vote. And they've also recently started updating it to include early voting poll sites as well. So if you use that tool over the next couple of weeks, they're adding early voting poll sites to there. So if you look on there during the early voting period, you can see what your early voting poll site options are too.
I'm going to come back to early voting in a moment, but the League also has a website where folks can check not only where their polling place is, but who's up for election.
We do, and it is going live in just a couple of days with candidates for president, congressional candidates, state senate, state assembly, judicial candidates, and we'll also have some local DA races and other local races on there as well. And our go live date is the 21st of September, and I'm very excited to be done with this project because we have over like 500 candidates on the site this year because we have so many different offices in New York State that are up for election.
For the Capital Region, is it fair to ask you what some of the hot races are?
Our district attorney race happening in Albany. Of course, the congressional races are always exciting to watch those. And Assembly and Senate seats, they're all up. I think the biggest, hottest one right now is the DA races that are happening around the state, especially because of the Black Lives Matter movement kind of putting more focus on the importance of reforming the criminal justice system. And that really does start directly with our DAs and with our judges. So that's definitely the race to watch. And usually it's kind of hard to get information about DAs and judges. So definitely check out vote411.org if you're interested in reading more about the positions of those candidates.
And you have information about candidates' positions. Now, the League is nonpartisan. How do you get information about what the positions of some of these candidates are?
We directly contact each of the candidates through email. Not every candidate responds, unfortunately, but we do try at the very least to include links to that candidate's Facebook account, their Twitter page, their campaign website. So even if the candidate doesn't respond, there is options to find more information about them, but it's completely up to the candidate whether or not they're going to participate. But yes, everything comes straight from the candidate's mouths.
So back to early voting. Last year was the first year that we had early voting in New York. And I know that for me, I live in Rensselaer County. I live in Lansingburg. And there was a lot of controversy over the fact that there were few early voting sites and they were pretty far away from downtown Troy. What can you tell us about improvements that have been made to early voting sites this time around?
So there will be a Troy site this year, which we're very pleased about because, yes, we were very dismayed that there was no site in Troy last year, but there is one this year. But some counties have added more sites. Something exciting that happened in Albany County was that now any voter can go to any early voting site, whereas last year in 2019, the sites were assigned for early voting, so you had to know your election district and ward, and it was just very confusing. So now in Albany, you can go to any site. Also, some of the sites have changed because they had to follow the new COVID protocols to have a certain amount of space between the machines and a certain amount of space within the facility itself so that they could accommodate enough people while they were having early voting but still have social distancing. So make sure that you do check your early voting site before that you decide to go and vote early. If you do want to vote by absentee ballot, make sure you do get your request in now. The state just created an online portal, so any New York State voter, regardless of your county, can apply for an absentee ballot online. And that website is absenteeballot.elections, as in multiple elections, .ny.gov, and it's super easy. It takes less than 2 minutes to apply for your absentee ballot. You can also say if you want it sent to another address. That's like the second question they ask is, where do you want this ballot sent? And those ballots are going to be going out pretty soon. Definitely get your request in now so that you can get your ballot as early as possible and get it back as quick as possible. And also remember, if you don't want to put it in the mail, if you're worried about mailing it back, you can drop it off at any early voting or or Election Day poll site, and one of the governor's new executive orders mandates that there be a special line for people who are just going in to drop off their ballot. So you're not going to have to wait in the main line. You'll be able to just walk right up, drop off your ballot either in some sort of box or bag, and know that your ballot is going to be counted and be secure.
If I apply for an absentee ballot and then I change my mind and I actually want to go and vote in person, because that's always exciting, can I do that?
Yes, New York State is one of the few states that allows voters to do that. And in New York State, we have a really thorough procedure of vetting all of the absentee ballots to make sure people didn't vote twice. And what the county boards of elections essentially do is that at the end of the election, they compare the absentee ballots they have to the signatures in the poll book to make sure that no one didn't vote in person and vote by absentee ballot. And if you did vote in person, they just invalidate your absentee ballot and count your in-person ballot.
Jennifer, thank you so much for running this down for us, and I'm sure we'll ask you to come back just before the election to give us the most updated information.
Sounds great.